This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. Today we are recapping Season 2, Episode 5 of Good Trouble. We're going to be doing a lot of happy heckling. We have Mariana getting into a lot of sticky situations at work, especially with Evan. Raj breaks out into a fight at work with Alex. And then, of course, Mariana, she's trying to figure out how she's going to pay both her and Callie's rent. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here, ready to get into some good trouble with you all on this fine Tuesday night. What is up, guys? Thank you again for joining us. We're going to be, of course, reviewing the episode, then playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble? And then we have news and gossip, and of course, we've always got a lot of predictions. A lot of them usually come true because we're pretty good at it. And you know why we're good at it? Because I'm joined by my lovely co-hosts, who are also fellow millennials. We're all just trying to figure out how to live in LA, date in LA, just like the people on the show.
Exactly.
We have a pretty good idea how this works, guys. But I'm joined by my lovely host, the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to get into this episode tonight.
Yes. And, of course, Lauren the Truth.
Yeah, I like to keep it real. What's up, guys?
That is right. And I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. And let's get it popping. So I first want to talk about Callie's storyline because there was a lot that went down in this episode. She, of course, is choosing Jamie as her choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on with that? Because she's realizing very quickly that she may not want the life that he may expect from her. They are kind of, she's figuring out he's a registered Republican. So there's that.
Yeah, that's no.
But what are your overall thoughts of the episode and the situation?
Overall thoughts with what Callie's dealing with?
Sure.
For me, I said it. I was right. I still don't like it whatsoever. They're just not right for each other, not on the same page, which is what, like you said, she's coming to realize. If you're going to get into a relationship with somebody, that's a talk you're going to have. You're going to have to be on the same page of what you want in your life, because if you're not on the same page, you're just going to be comfortable, and you're going to be doing most of the compromising versus the other person compromising to fit what you want. Because all relationships have compromises. It's just true.
Wait, compromising?
Compromises.
I'm over here like, girl, what are you talking about?
I was like,
compromises.
I was like, okay.
I'm like, are we just going to let it slide?
Compromises.
Well, I was.
I was not about to.
Okay, I thought I said compromising, okay? I don't know what came out of my mouth then. It wasn't that.
I think every time you said it, it was a little different.
I was like,
we're just going to fix that real quick.
I really thought it was compromising. I thought
that's it.
In my head, compromise was coming out of my mouth. Apparently, it was not.
All right.
But in relationship, you have to compromise in some ways. However, if you're on the same page, those compromises are okay. But if you're not, if you don't have the same dream for your future and what your relationship is going to look like, then your compromising is going to slowly tear away pieces of your soul at the same time.
Mm. Dang.
You know, I get deep.
Nail on the head.
Okay.
I had to redeem myself.
What do
you
think, Lauren?
Overall thought. I'll give you my overall thoughts of the episode.
Yes, please.
Okay, I thought there was a lot of people that weren't trusting in relationships, and I feel like people need to work on what they're willing to compromise in, because obviously some of these people are having a lot of tolls taken on their relationship because of it. So overall, I thought it was good. I wished I would have seen a little bit more of Malika and her dad, but
yeah, where did that go?
Yeah, and Davia. Well, I guess Davia had most of the episode last week. But you know, other than that, I liked it.
They have so many main characters. They got to spread them around.
They do.
They got to spread it, yeah. And then as soon as, like, the next episode hits, we're going to be like, oh, yeah, remember that? It kind of makes it fun because it switches it up every week. It's not the same storyline, like, continued, really.
True.
But I do want to say that I thought it was interesting how Callie, you know, is kind of in the hot seat with her new job. And I think his name's Marcus, right? Her boss. Mm-hmm. He's realizing, or she's realizing that he thinks that she's pretty entitled, rich, has just had everything handed to her, which is obviously not the case. If you guys have watched any of the seasons of The Fosters, that was just not how it went down. She had to work hard for a lot of the things that she has. And she really started at the...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bottom and now she here to quote Drake.
Yeah, I definitely think that Marcus is really hard on her. I mean, I get it. He was upset about her writing the demand letter, but I feel like even before that, even before she wrote the letter, he was kind of giving her a little shade. And I'm just like, why? Maybe we'll probably figure out more his backstory and like why he is this way. But I just don't like the way he's treating Callie because, I mean, she's walking around kind of the first week like, you know, she did make a mistake, but she's apologized. And now he's like, oh, your boyfriend's the one standing over there with all the other white guys in a blue suit? I was like, really, dude? Her boyfriend didn't do anything to you.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
I'm wondering, though, if there is, you know how like sometimes people can kind of be like intense or almost confrontational, and then like all of a sudden there's like this major buildup of like,
a breakdown?
No, like, you know, like, sexual tension.
And that's why I said no.
You don't think that they're going to, like, be in the office and, like, be yelling at each other and just start making out?
Heck no. Don't you remember in, like, the last episode he was,
Was it, like, kind of with her other boss?
With her boss, the Hispanic lady?
Yeah.
Oh, see? Yeah. I mean, he's used to, like, having some interesting things go down at work.
Okay. I will play devil's advocate in defense of Marcus just a little bit. I really think that's his way of trying to push her to see what she's made of. And who she actually is. Because I think, like he said, Callie doesn't really know who she is. And I can keep talking to you the way I'm talking to you. But if you know who you are, it wouldn't really matter what I thought or what I said to you. Mm. But because I feel like she is trying to search that person who she is from law school, not being able to pass the bar, and now she's doing legal aid and trying to figure out... I'm sorry, you paid $15.95 for a suit? I am not giving over that price. If you don't take that suit back... Help your sister with some rent. It is time to. I'm not saying don't let the dream go, but your priorities are paying your rent. Sometimes that means taking back that expensive thing you bought to make sure my rent is paid.
That's honestly embarrassing because she's like, I'm sorry, I don't have any money for rent. Take it back, like you said. There cannot be. That can't be the reason why you can't pay rent. If you have a legit reason, sure. But I bought this really expensive suit because I need to look good for my new job. You know what? I have an amazing suit that I got really cheap.
She could have went to H&M. They have suits she could have for, went to like, Zara. $50.
There are other choices than paying $15.95.
Go to Goodwill in Beverly Hills. I mean, come on.
There's a whole bunch of... That's a fashion district in downtown L.A. That would have got you half, like, even half or half of the price of that suit that you paid for that. Go to Santee Alley. Check it out. Okay?
She's so fancy and bougie. But she's having a real problem with Jamie. She thinks that he's going to want her to be this housewife who takes care of the kids. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work, you know... Gives up her dream to just stay with the kids and have him be the breadwinner. And, you know, she's not down for that. She's also not down for the fact that he's a Republican. That bothers her just because she's so...
Okay. She's my so thing, how does she not know this? How does she not know he was a Republican?
I didn't know he was.
I mean, I don't think any of us knew because I don't think they had that conversation yet.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it wasn't said to us, but she obviously knew he worked at a mostly white conservative firm. I felt like that question should have came up, especially when she was kind of like talking to him about the whole Malika being on the case and all the boundaries. I'm actually surprised none of that came up. And I know that he knows how liberal she is. So it's just weird that they never had that conversation.
I feel like I think he knew if they had the conversation,
it wouldn't have got that far.
It would have been a bigger deal because obviously now that the conversation is said, you should... relationships should always never always mix politics, no matter what, there's friend groups or...
I mean, no. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying, like, it depends on how liberal, how Democratic, how Republican you are. Sometimes I feel like I don't talk to certain people about my politics whatsoever. But one, I don't want to hear it, and two... I respect where I am in my, like, my position.
But they're both in positions where they're, like...
They have to. That's their job. For their,
yeah. how they feel.
And I think he appreciates it, but, like, I actually agree with you. I think that's the conversation you should just have from Jump Street, because you've known him for over a year.
A long time.
Because, you know, your sister got married to her brother. I feel like all those little moonlight walks you took on the beach, you know, should have popped up some information.
But. I mean, you'd think. But I just want to say, I like the character Jamie. I think he's great for the storyline. I'm not for Jamie. I just can't do it. I just never will be.
You know, I said it while we were watching the show. I told Shay, you know what? I finally see it. I don't think they belong together. And that's...
vindicated, guys.
Yeah, you know, I was all for them. I wanted them to be the power couple and be, like, you know, lawyers and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. You saw how happy she was when she was making art with Gael and she just, her face lit up differently. And when she is with Jamie, I feel like she does have to be a different person. And this episode, I finally saw it. So I'm going to go ahead and agree.
Yay. Round of applause. We win.
Yeah. I know. Like I said, I think Jamie's a nice guy. I just think, it's like she said before we found out it wasn't real. You need to find that girl who's going to be what you need for this company. Because I don't want to listen to these wives talk about Harvard Westlake and their kids. I don't. The interior designer, I don't work anymore. Yes. And then a full-time nanny, like, oh my God, that is what being a mother is all about.
Yeah.
I will say, I wish that my floor would buckle so I could go to, like, Napa for the week while they fix it.
Oh.
It'd be nice.
I don't.
No offense, no. I'm not bougie.
Oh, no, I'll go to Napa. I'm saying I don't want my floor to buckle.
I mean, we don't want that to be the reason. But, like, she was saying it's a disaster and, like, it's so stressful. And I'm like, girl.
No, but the way she said it, that's why I was just... It's that entitlement vibe of people that I just can't flow with.
Yeah.
There are much more important things in the world to actually, you can say that, oh, I really need a vacation. Because I think being a mother and being a stay-at-home mom are very important jobs. Those are the toughest jobs you can have. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, on the flip side of that, if you have a full-time nanny, I have questions about what else you do with your day.
She's sipping her wine and probably shopping, getting mani-pedi.
Yeah. And then I don't feel sorry for you no more.
I mean, true. True, true, true. But we talked a little bit about how, you know, Callie can't pay rent because of the suit.
Right.
But she comes to Alice, asks for a break on rent, and Alice feels very awkward to pair her up with Gael. I was so happy because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to be up on this ladder. They're going to be touching the thing, putting it up there. Their hands are going to touch. They're going to start kissing. I was ready for it.
So wait, does that mean Gael needed a break in rent too? I was trying to figure that out.
I'm guessing so because he's like a starving artist, you know?
He is. So how is she paying rent if all her tenants can't pay?
Well, I feel like because he got a different job at Speculate to make more money.
You're right.
I think he really was just wanting to get a little bit more creative, I guess, around the coterie.
Yeah, they don't show him at Speculate anymore, so I kind of forgot about that. But yes, he is kind of like, you know, part-time contractor, whatever you want to call it. But.
Yeah. And now he's working with Elijah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, he's like visiting
his
him
assistant.
At work.
He said he's his assistant.
Well, no.
He introduced him to his assistant. Okay.
But Elijah apparently paid for not only his own review, but paid for Gael's review because he wanted to give him a boost in confidence. Gael's over here thinking he's so excited, like, oh my gosh, I got a great review. That's going to come out later.
Oh yeah.
Not going to be pretty.
So you called it. You're like, okay, he paid for the review. But then he paid for his own. I'm like, okay, that's really shady.
I know.
You pay for both reviews, so, like, is any of the work, like, noteworthy? You know what I mean? And then not only that, Elijah paid for the review out of the kindness of his heart because he wanted it to be, like, give him a boost of confidence, but it was such the wrong way to do it. And this is, like, in a lot of TV shows where someone in the family or some love interest, they do something because they think it's going to help their loved one, but it comes back biting them in the butt.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, false hope, kind of. You know what I mean?
It is false hope. It's the hope that, you know, someone else out there who isn't connected to me loved my work because I spent such a great amount of time to create it. And while I love the notion of what Elijah did, what he did was definitely wrong. And when Gael finds out, it's going to be a brawl, knockdown, drag-out argument because you gave me false hope. You actually made me believe that my work was worth something, even though I believe it's worth something. The knowledge that you paid for it.
That would break me down.
It would destroy his confidence even more.
It really would.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how he's going to bounce back from that, because that's trying to help out but being deceitful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know? That's a great word for it.
Deceit. Yeah.
Especially when you have your assistant and you're just like, you must really like that boy. But I feel like the assistant's going to let it slip.
Yeah, I was saying the assistant is going to be the culprit.
Because he doesn't seem like he really even likes Kyle when he even like introduces him. He's like, hi.
I know. But speaking of assistants, remember, I think his name was Josh. It was Evan's assistant.
Yeah.
So was he the one who took the photo, or are we just thinking that that was who took the photo of
That's
Evan
what they're
and Mariana?
Leading it to.
Okay.
But my thing is, how does he still have access to their Slack? Once you get terminated from a company, don't they revoke all of your privileges?
Usually, yeah.
So how, if he's the one who took the picture, I get it. I'm thinking maybe he sent it to someone.
I'm thinking he sent it to someone else.
And they posted it, because why do you still have access to Slack? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then obviously Alex is working with Josh.
I don't know, though. Alex is kind of coming through this episode.
On his friendship with Raj, maybe, but I also feel like he did it to get Raj back.
That sounds like more
his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Because even though he has Sam, Sam's just a follower. Like, at least with Raj, is more of a challenge intellectually that he can talk to.
And he did say something about how Sam, he's like, oh, he's just not.
He's
blah,
not
blah.
Spot luck? Is that what he calls
it? He's not Spock material.
Spock material. Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be him.
Spot luck.
You know, that's a really good prediction. I like that. Because that could easily be what's going on.
I think
Alex
so.
Is really trying to, like, warm up to Raj, and you know, whenever the fight breaks out between Raj and Evan, Raj and Alex, like, Alex stands up for him, which is out of character 110%.
So much.
So I'm thinking that you could be really right, and that this is just all his grand scheme to get Raj back.
And then not even that, they had a drink afterwards. Are you really going to sit down and have a drink with someone who just socked you in the face?
Not unless you plan for, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I feel like he is probably a part of the whole releasing the photo.
But what really killed me was when Mariana stood up on the table and was like, guys, I'm really with Raj and he's my boyfriend, and Raj looks at her in disgust and walks out.
That would have pissed me off. Let me say something to you. Like, you got into a huff because you think something's happening between me and Evan, and I actually publicly claim you. Oh, boy, bye. Like, no.
But, I mean, she still is a little to blame for...
She is. Okay. So, okay, I'm gonna give both sides, like, because... Mariana, first of all, she kind of not acting like she run the place, but, you know, she's making the girl group. She's sitting on tables. No one
she's
can really tell her what to
tables,
do. You know what I mean? She kind of got that place in her pocket. But I'm glad she finally spoke up and was like, okay, look, Raj is my man. I'm with him. I'm not with Evan. Good for her for clearing the air. But at the end of the day, she still lied to Raj. And by what I mean lie is, she's told him, if anything happens between us, I'm going to shut it down. I'll let you know. Because she literally could have said, hey, she could have been like, I'm having drinks with the boss, but it's nothing like personal where I'm helping him with something personal, nothing else. That's literally all she had to say. She didn't have to out him or anything. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you just can't be getting drinks with your manager who your boyfriend is already jealous of and then not say anything. That looks way more suspect. So I get why he was mad, but he didn't really have to walk out on her like that, because then she kind of
really
just looked
either.
Stupid. You know what I mean? So I was just like, okay, you could have been like, thank you, but we still need to talk.
Yeah. I will say this, to offer your point, that because she did say if Evan makes a move, like, just know I will shut it down.
Yeah.
And technically he didn't make a move. I just feel like she's in the right. She should have told him, because just communication-wise,
yeah,
just pass along a message.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that she, like, touched his arm in a loving way.
Yeah.
Well, because he just told her that great personal thing about himself. I mean, that would make any girl just go, like, oh, like, I can help you, okay? I will be here to help you. Because he, you know, he finally came out and said he was diagnosed as Asperger's, but now he's just technically on the spectrum. And I do want to shout out somebody in the chat because Arun said, let me find it, that the scene with Evan and Mariana, I could relate to so much with Evan because I have Asperger's. Every day is a challenge, but I get through life. And awesome. I just think that's amazing. Awesome for you to share, Arun. You're incredible. Everybody in chat, you're awesome. Your theories are really just running through this, and this is awesome. Jazzy, Teresa, Danielle, Audrio. They're legit also agree about Alex. So.
Just I can see it.
Well, since you guys, since you mentioned the chat, I just want to say thank you, everyone, for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. So if you're watching us right now, please give us a thumbs up. Subscribe if you're listening on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Also, leave a comment wherever you're at. And please tell your friends and family about us. We appreciate you guys' support so much because you're helping all of us do what we love every day.
Oh, yes. And they're definitely clowning me for my pronunciation.
Oh, I'm sure they are. They're dragging you in the chat.
I mean, some of them are really nice. They're just like, oh, well, my pronunciation. They're dragging you. In my head, it came out right, though.
But you know what? Speaking of dragging, Lindsay.
Oh, yes. Let's talk
Brady
about Lindsay.
Drug Alice today.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yes.
Apparently she's this famous comedian, or they are the famous comedian.
Right.
And I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so trying.
They, them, yeah. No, like she said, it's kind of, it's hard. Yeah.
They or Lindsay.
Even just, Joey messed up
I'm
a little
say
bit,
Lindsay.
So.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lindsay.
So Lindsay, famous comedian, mm-hmm. roasts Alice because Alice, I mean, I would be upset too. Alice is in the audience being like, oh, that's so funny. Oh, yeah, haha. Oh, yeah. Like, I would hate that if I was trying to do a stand up and someone was just talking loudly. Like, I would roast them too. I'd be like, shut up. But I mean, that went a little too far.
It did.
It went so far. Like, she passed the line.
She definitely did. Like, the first joke, cool. Second one, okay. But then when she kept going on, I was like, aw. And she brought the spotlight out. It was like, really? Like, you got her with the first two. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Well, technically, the first two, Alice turned it around.
She did.
So it was at that point where she was just like, I have to now come for you a little bit to take back a little bit of the control I kind of had.
I mean, when she mentioned the jacket, the first joke about the jacket, that's when everyone was kind of like,
whoa.
Yeah. So then maybe she could be like, all right, are you done now? And then kept moving. But she went in. I was just like, Alice, honey, you, you just got roasted.
And me and Lauren would look at each other. We're just like, that would not have been us.
Not at all.
Not at all. That is an Alice issue, because if it was one of us, I would have came for you.
I would have been like, you better catch his hand.
Oh, I wouldn't fight, but we would have
fight.
Some words.
We would have some words. It would be very, you know, a nice, witty repartee.
You guys would be witty, and I'd just be over there swinging. You'd be like, hold Dakota back.
I'd be like, I got your jacket.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, so, you know, you built the Grand Canyon. Why don't you just go, you know, walk that trail again, sweetie? Because
these jokes are done. Hold my earring. Since I just have one. Hold my earring.
I'll hold it for you.
Hold my purse. No, I don't wear earrings with my purse. Yeah, you can hold it.
Well, Joey, I guess, has a history with Lindsay's ex. So, Lindsay had a girlfriend.
Named Jenny. Joey dated Lindsay's ex, Jenny.
Okay.
And when Lindsay found out that Jenny was happy with Joey, that's when she came back to win Jenny back.
It sounds like an episode of Friends.
There's a lot of in there. However, so, and then after a couple weeks, Lindsay dumped Jenny again.
Because they were bored.
Yes.
Yeah. But Lindsay also follows Alice now, and Joey's very skeptical because she's wondering, what's the intention here? Lindsay and Alice had a run-in in the bathroom. At first, it seemed kind of tense, but then Lindsay warmed up to Alice. I think Lindsay is coming on to Alice, and I think that Alice is not going to know how to handle that because Alice is thinking, I'm going to have a great, you know, Instagram promotion. You know, like, making friends with other industry people is going to be great for me. And I would think the same. I mean, if someone like that follows me back, I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, this is great. Like, not that I'm trying to get anything from them, but just like it's validation, like, oh, I'm doing something good. Like, someone who has some sort of status cares enough to follow me. Maybe we could work together, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I don't think she's coming on to, I'm sorry, I don't think Lindsay is coming on to Alice.
Okay.
But you know what? This could be a prediction. But I feel like maybe once Lindsay finds out Alice is dating Joey, then something's going to happen. But I think right now, Lindsay actually just wants to help Alice out with her jokes and things.
But what's she? What are they going to gain from it?
They's not going to gain anything, but them is not going to gain anything.
No, you're right. It was just okay. How you put the S on it.
Like, they, apostrophe, is not going to gain anything from it, but they will at least...
They're.
No.
They are.
No. Okay,
Lindsay. We're trying to work it out.
Lindsay will at least be able to be like, okay, yeah, I heckled the mess out of Alice, but now, like, I'm doing, like, oh, you're kind of funny. I want to help you just a little bit. And maybe you can be in my showcase. Like, that's, like, that. Maybe that's something, but I don't really think that Lindsay wants a relationship with Alice.
Okay. I actually agree with Dakota on this one because...
Table divided.
Okay, this is why. Because the way, you know, she DM'd her, and I feel like now, especially if she, if they DM her, Joey messed up too, so give me a break, guys. because she called her mean girl. But anyway, I do believe that they definitely see something in Alex that could be like, oh, maybe we could be like a power couple-ish, but especially if she finds out that Alice is dating Joey, that's going to flip up that, oh, I have to have you. Now you're something I want versus actually liking the person for who they are.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, definitely.
I do think that Joey is being a little too harsh, though.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what? I mean, like, Alice is obviously trying to get into this business, and Joey is taking the kind of negative experience that they had with the ex and kind of projecting it onto Alice. And I don't think that's fair for Alice because Alice didn't do anything in the wrong. I get it. You know, they made fun of Alice. But now if they is willing to offer to help Alice, why, you know, like, be cautious. And I'm going to warn you, but I'm not going to say leave that person alone. Because
Joey is always very skeptical.
Yeah.
They're very skeptical and they tend to... not demean Alice, but kind of just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I completely agree.
So I think they need to work on the way they talk to Alice, because Alice is just trying to figure everything out herself. Because she's just getting into this whole world of being lesbian. I mean, she is finally came out.
Right.
And she's trying to figure out what that entails, how to live that way.
Exactly.
I want to kind of defend Joey, unfortunately. Yes. Only because... Yeah. I think Alice is not listening to the concern that Joey has, because I think it's a real concern. If she actually had personal experience with the type of person Lindsay is, don't just take it at face value, right? Be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I think Alice is not being cautious, especially after Joey walked out the room, she starts DMing her. And my question now is, are you going to tell Alice? Are you going to tell Joey about it? Because you were just like, oh, now you're giddy. And like, it was that giddiness that made me just very now wary of what's going to happen between Lindsay, Joey, and Alice. That whatever happens in that sphere, in that circle.
I'm here for it.
I'm now worried, because I think Alice is looking through it in a very fresh baby Bambi eyes versus a little caution that she really needs.
She needs to be cautious.
A little bit, because, this, like, I actually agree, Joey, she heckled you. I'm not saying you have to hate her. I just think you should also take it as this might be who she is if she feels threatened.
Yeah.
And if you, because you're a good funny person, a comedian, but when you get good enough, is she going to feel threatened by you and try to take you down? Are they going to try to take you down? Yeah. I'm trying, though, right?
Yeah, we're all trying. We're trying.
Guys, yeah, we are trying. But I think that kind of wraps up our review portion. I think that we had a lot of good discussion today as far as, like, I love how we all have very differing opinions because we usually are all on the same page.
Most of the time,
except for Lauren and, like, how she likes to usually like Jamie and Callie. But we've won her over. But now we've got other things to discuss and other things to argue about, all of us, which I like.
It's a nice change-up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because, I mean, it'd be boring if we all were, like, we agree with each other all the time.
True.
So, but I did want to get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to do my pronunciation with you guys. All right, so Hayley Kiyoko. Kiyoko. Actually has one of the main stars from Good Trouble. And she's going to be in I Wish music video. I haven't heard it yet. But if you go to Hayley's Instagram, then she released a little teaser on there. And I feel like that'll be cute. I feel like, Sierra. I'm like blanking on names now. She just did her music video with Trevor Jackson.
Yeah.
Now she's doing her. So I think that's cute, getting into the music world. And then next up, I have Roger Bart. He actually played the original voice of the actor Hercules.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he did. I totally forgot.
He will be starring in the Disney musical, which will start on August 31st and go through September 8th. So I thought that was really cool.
He was Hercules.
He was Hercules.
At, like, the Disney cartoon?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's actually been on Broadway for,
like,
years.
He's located
for in New York. That's where his residency is.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now I'm going to be listening to his voice trying to see.
Me too. I feel like I am too.
That's so cool.
And then last but not least, we have my man. Just kidding, that's not my man. We have Isaac from Good Trouble. His real name is Sharonis. He actually plays on BET's Games People Play, which is based off of a book called Games Divas Play by Angela Burt Murray. And this is a drama series centered around the world of money, sex, and glamour in Los Angeles. And, you know, it's a lot of sports, basketball wives, and a lot of scandal. So, I mean, if you like him in Good Trouble, go check him out in Games People Play.
Don't forget Lauren London. You have Parker
Kennedy.
Of course,
Lauren London is actually his wife in there.
She's the queen to his king.
Yes.
Oh, it goes deep. And Parker Kennedy is from My Wife and Kids. Katie has grown up.
She has so much. But that's it for my news and gossip.
I love that. I always love a good scandal.
Right?
Oh, it goes good.
You watch it? You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm going
to
check it out.
Oh!
Jinx!
Twins! Okay, magic fingers. Okay, but before we get into predictions, which you know we will, we have a fun game to play for you guys. We have these paddles. One side says good. One side says trouble. And we are going to talk about a situation on the show. We're going to vote if it's good, if it's trouble. And Shay, take it away.
Okay, guys. So today's question is for Alice. Now, Alice, now having Lindsay be a somewhat stable person in her life, hopefully for her comedic future, is that going to be good or trouble for her relationship with Joey?
Easy.
Ready?
Three.
Two, one. Wait, did you say good?
I said good.
Oh.
Shay and Lauren said trouble.
Why do you say good?
Because, yes.
I told you guys
I love a good scandal. So the reason I chose good is because I think that Joey and Alice really need to kind of be thrown through some hoops together to solidify their relationship. Because I think that as of now, Joey is always very skeptical of every move Alice makes. Mm-hmm. Alice is like, I'm from Missouri. They call it greenhorn, or whenever like someone is new to something.
Oh, they're green. They're green.
So she's new to this whole world of being queer and of like trying to figure out how to balance her partner and relationships with other people. So I think that this will be a good learning experience. Of course, it's going to cause a little trouble here and there, but in the end, I think it will be good because I think that Joey needs to learn to trust Alice, and Alice needs to learn to have her eyes open a little bit more, stand up for herself, and be able to balance all relationships.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Came up with it myself.
I still say trouble.
Yeah, I know, right? I feel it's trouble because even if it starts off as innocent, I don't think Lindsay is going to not try and make a play for Alice, and Alice might just brush it off as not a big deal and undermine maybe Joey's feelings at the same time by doing it and not taking that into consideration. That's the only reason why I feel like it's going to be trouble. But that's for me.
That part is trouble.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I think it's going to be trouble because I feel like Joey is a bit, I don't say territorial, but I feel like she may be in this specific situation just because of her ex. Mm-hmm. I mean, their ex.
Their ex. See, we're learning, guys.
We're learning. You get to see us learn on the air. Right?
So someone in the comments said tonight turned into a grammar lesson. It's completely true.
It really did. We're always like, no, this, that. No, I love that.
all these sound. Yes.
Thank you, Josh, our producer. Yeah.
I love it. Well, you guys, it has come time for predictions.
It does.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I never know what to do when that's playing, so I just say it along with it because I'm like, this is such a weird thing to sit through.
It makes it sound fun and creepy.
I know.
Okay, it kind of reminds me of Stranger Things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just started watching that show.
I need to.
My prediction is that Gael is going to find out that Elijah paid for the review.
Scandal.
But, like, that's going to... I feel like that's probably going to actually break them up. Which will be the perfect time for Callie to go in and slide in there.
Slide in where?
With Gael.
Oh.
Slide in his greenhouse.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously we've come to the conclusion that Callie and Jamie are not a match. So, mm-mm. I feel like that's going to be the perfect time for them to just make their relationship an actual thing. And then I feel like Mariana is going to have to fight for Raj. I feel like, I think that Raj and Alex are going to kind of become buddies in this next episode, and she's going to have to do a little bit more groveling.
No, I think it's time for him to do some groveling.
What? He runs after her like a sad puppy.
No, okay, but in the promo, he, like, comes at her like, I guess I'm not your type. But like she said, if you're not going to believe me, whatever I say doesn't matter, and I'm tired of fighting. Yeah. Like, I can only fight so much unless you give me something to fight for. And right now, it seems like Raj doesn't want to fight for her no more.
Oh, okay, I know this is predictions, but I just want to say, like, I feel like Raj just, he sees how beautiful Mariana is, and he's like, wow, I can't believe I'm getting her, the girl of my dreams. I can't believe this is true. So a part of him feels insecure because she's like a 10, and he doesn't see himself as a 10. So I feel like that's why, he, you know, and then,
that's a good point.
You know, he sees that the CEO is like this white man with a lot of money, and he's like, I don't look like him, and I don't look like the guys you've dated in the past. So I just feel like that's why he's like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be exactly what you want, even though we're together now.
But that's a personal problem that I can't help you with, baby. That's a growth and like a personal, and I can't be that inner voice for you. You have to be the inner voice for yourself.
True.
And unfortunately, I am on Mariana's side on this one.
Yeah. Because, no, I agree,
well, you
too.
You guys are both saying Mariana. It's a Mariana.
Oh, Alex.
Y'all are
Dustin
crazy.
Ingram.
I was going to sit through it and not, but I'm like, if tonight's a grammar lesson anyway, I might as well throw it in.
No, seriously.
Mariana.
When Dustin was here first season, I kept saying it. It was also because he was here and I could just kept hearing him in my, like, side. I'm just like, dude, I blame you now. Yeah. I say it perfectly when you're not here.
I mean, welcome, if you guys haven't noticed, I like butcher people's names. And I'm just like, I try and practice in the four, and then we start talking, I completely forget them. So I'm sorry, guys. I do mess up people's names sometimes.
It's okay.
What's your prediction, sir?
My prediction is that next week y'all are going to say Mariana again. And that is it.
Okay. Mariana. Okay. How about that, sir?
My prediction is that we're going to get Raj and Mariana to break up. Because we kind of see in the teaser, it seems like it's going south.
Mm-hmm.
So especially after the preview where the dinner date where
Callie had a little bit too many drinks in that one.
She had to have been drinking because, girl.
I would be like, oh, so you want to throw me under the bus and you can't pay your rent? Bet. Go sleep on the couch.
Go to Zayel's greenhouse. Go to the pool. On a lounge chair because tonight you can't sleep in a room.
Yeah. I would let her back in the next day, but tonight you're not sleeping in the apartment I paid for.
Ooh. I fully support it.
It's not petty
because you just caused drama in my relationship.
Right.
That's not petty. That's just, I need a break. I need you to be out of my sight today because I just got in a fight with my man because you're not honest with yours. How is that fair?
Mm. Wow. Relationships are so messy. Like, I'm just looking for something stable, happy, something that's not going to cause a ruckus. I just want to be in love. I don't want no problems.
But I think that's the great thing. Unfortunately, love is messy. I think that's what makes love the greatest thing, because if you just see the good side of love, I mean, that's great if you somehow have that relationship, but it's also the bad parts of love that actually make you understand how in love you are with somebody.
Mm. Yeah. I don't want to say it makes you understand, but it makes you appreciate what you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the grass ain't always greener. Let's be real clear.
It is not.
It's not always greener, but it is what it is.
It is.
It's what messy.
It is.
It's scandalous.
Just
heartbreak,
like
turmoil, confusion.
Trouble.
Yeah, exactly. But you guys, thank you so much for recapping or reviewing the episode with us. We love you. We love spending time with you every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do we have a guest next week?
We do. I kind of forgot who it was.
Wow, okay.
It is somebody from the cast.
Oh, AfterBuzz TV exclusive. Okay. Well, in the meantime, where can everyone keep up with you on social media so when we do announce it, they can find out who the guest is?
Hey, guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, Grand Hotels on Mondays at 8 p.m. However, if you watch Grand Hotel, check me out at 8 p.m. We do have a special guest from the cast coming in for an interview.
Ooh.
So, you know. Starts at like in 10 minutes, so check it out.
Okay, you can find me at Lauren the Truth. I also host Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale After Show, and we do that on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And go ahead and check out my website. It's lauren-patricia.com.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I usually do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. That is on a break right now, so you can catch me on Instagram in the meantime. We love you, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.